Yes, hello. There's no reverb here. It's just me. At 7 after the hour Monday, we have a good day going on. I promise you a good day, a better day than Friday, even though the headlines do not promise necessarily much of a difference. Let's say hello to folks in Lubbock, Texas. Hello. And Columbus, Georgia. I like to begin. From time to time, I bring around a focus of where we are so people understand where we are. For example, in Washington State, we have three radio stations there. How about a hello to Amarillo and to Waco and El Paso and Topeka and Yakima and Laredo? I'm not. Yakima's in Washington, though, isn't it? Yeah, okay. My geography is usually pretty good. Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Let's see here. Normally, Rich is with us at this point in time. He's on vacation somewhere at the beach in Delaware. Let's see. Jennifer Horn is normally here, but she's up in Vancouver, British Columbia, doing something. I think she's there for most of the week. Roberta Fasinelli, who's normally with us later on in the morning, said, oh, that's perfect. I'd love to get up early and get started on Monday. Well, so we'll see where all that brings us. In the meanwhile, you and I are together, you and me, you and I. What's the correct English and why? That's the first thing at 800-510-8255. For those of you who are English teachers, even though you're not back in school for a couple of weeks yet, perhaps an English professor, is it correct to say you, it's you and me, or it's you and I? Something that we all have stumbled and fumbled with as kids growing up, and even as adults, we mess up things like good, the worst example or best example of, there's another English, okay, what is it, the worst example or the best example, is using the term good and well, and how it has been really, in the last 10 years especially, that whole idea of what does it mean to be good or what does it mean to be well has been lost somewhere in the translation. What do you think? Good and well, the proper use of good and well, and you and me versus you and I. Which is the more appropriate? When I start out the sentence by saying you and me, or end the sentence with, hello, it's you and me together. Is it you and me, or is it you and I? I and, well, you figure it out. And you get a swell prize, 800-510-8255. Yes, all who contribute something of value get something of value from me. And what we are really into now, we're really ensconced into this e-foods business. If you go to DougSteffen.com, you'll find several different places, including the friend section at DougSteffen.com. We've also got a reference to it in the Queen of Cheap Box, which Roberta puts together. What is e-food? E-food actually is being used a lot in Europe and other areas around the world. A lot of people have taken what was the process of preparing food for the astronauts and have used it, obviously not just us, but the people in the International Space Station are using this food. It's really wonderful stuff. And now because our program here, this is a discussion, you know, we separate the discussion about how smart or not it is to be downsizing NASA, but the essence of the things that have come out of it, including this kind of food, really superbly done and packaged by this new company, eFood. So it's come full circle, being used for people who are in tough situations that had to have quality food that lasted a long time. Now you can have quality food that lasts a long time, and it's cheap, inexpensive. And in this case, I've arranged for you to get some free e-food by going to DougSteffen.com to the Friends section. You've heard Richie talk about this. He's tried it. And Jennifer has. She got some for her dad. This is something because of the increased delivery prices for a lot of foods, and if you're not in an area where there are a lot of local farmers and organizations that are helping you feed yourself better and less expensively, then this perhaps could be the answer for you. I decided that there is a reason beside the fact that things are changing in the earth and you know, you read all of these things every day and you wonder, okay, so how are we going to survive? You may have seen the headlines today. The earth is getting fatter because of the glaciers. Have you heard? Did you hear this? You didn't hear it. 800-510-8255. The Earth is getting thicker around the middle, just like some of you. The Earth is not perfect, no matter. We like the Earth. It's a great place to be. We're happy to be living here most of the time. But it's never been perfectly round to begin with, because it spins back and forth on its axis in an irregular way. So the water at the Earth's center around the equator is more concentrated at the equator than it is at the poles, because that's where gravity is heavier. And in 22,000 years, the last 22,000 years, several miles of ice that have been in the northern hemisphere have melted. And that has put some downward pressure on the middle of the Earth. Did you know that? So the Earth is bulging. It's like a sponge. Scientists have observed a bulge that's sort of been in and out. It's kind of like you and me when we go on our diets in the summertime. I've lost 14, 15 pounds. Most of it, my little bit of a pocket around my middle. And that's what the Earth has done. In the 1990s, it went down, and now in the last 10 years, it's gone up. And much of that, they say, they being the people who are working at this stuff in various scientific areas of universities around the world, say that the Antarctic cut, glaciers in Greenland and in Antarctica have been the biggest contributors to the growing spare tire that we have. Now, is this doom and gloom? Is this a forecast of the end of everything? The end of all days? No, no, no. But it does give people cause to think. What happens if all these things change and continue to change? We're going to have a scenario like in the movie 2012. If that's the case, maybe you'd like to have some of these e-foods hanging around. I'm not suggesting that we're at the end of the world. I'm just suggesting this is a good way for you to prepare yourself for the electricity going out. If we have a bad hurricane season or in a tornado or, you know, natural disasters, if you've got stuff around that's healthy and easy to prepare, doesn't that make it cool? So you can try these things free. The food that I'm talking about is available free. You pay a little shipping and handling. That's it. Go to DougStephan.com, the friends section. Or you'll find it over on the right-hand side as well in our little advertiser box. That's pretty much midsection at DougStephan.com. We'll talk English, see if we can figure all of this stuff out, as we respectfully welcome Monday morning, 14 after, on Good Day.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's Crizal. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount. A discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? Their incredible selection of Windows laptops. Perfect for your student. Now you don't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
Or,
"The X key is missing." That's not an important letter.
Or our favorite,
"Mom, what is a floppy disk?"
So go to Staples for powerful and portable laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology. Staples. That was easy.
Life isn't a sprint. It's a marathon. That's why Marathon Bar, the official energy bar of the Rock and Roll Marathon Series, is pounding the pavement, rallying runners from coast to coast during the Club Marathon Bar Rock On Cross Country Tour. Whether you're an avid marathoner or mother of three training for your first, Club Marathon Bar captains are looking for you. One lucky winner from each of the five tour stops will be rewarded with an official Club Marathon Bar sponsorship with a free race registration, a VIP post-race experience, marathon bars, and more. Here's Brandon, Club Marathon Bar captain.
Club Marathon Bar is thrilled to hit the road in search of runners that are rocking on mile after mile. Join us on Facebook, where we share sports nutrition tips, news, and info relevant to all types of runners.
Marathon bars are delicious, satisfying energy bars packed full of protein and essential vitamins. For more info on the Rock On Tour, visit Facebook.com/marathon bar.
800-510-8255. Monday morning, you and me together, or are you and I together? Let's see if Helen can help us figure this out from KUGN in Eugene, Oregon, where it's likely today it'll be stormy weather, right? Isn't Storm Kennedy, is she around? How is she doing?
She is. Yeah, she's been on vacation, but she's back today.
On vacation?
I know.
And who was on in her place? Was I on in her place?
You weren't, Doug, I'm afraid.
All right, so Ellen, what's your background, first of all? Are you a smart person educationally? You're very well trained in the King's English?
Well, I was an English major in college, so hopefully I can get this one right.
All right, so I said, what was the sentence that I used? You and we are together, you and me, I think I said.
No, you and me, you and I.
Well, I said you and me are together. Did I not?
Oh, you. That's not correct, I don't think.
Well, what do you think is correct and why?
Well, I think actually, yeah, that's right. You said you and me, of course. I think you and I think they're both, you can use both of them, but I think you and I is the preferred.
All right, so you're familiar with the objective case versus the subjective case, right, if you're an English major?
Well, I guess I am, yeah. Might be too early for that.
it could be too early for that.
Yeah.
If it's the object, if we can say individually, it is you that is alone versus it is me that is alone, or you are alone versus I are alone, I are alone is not correct, right?
Right.
But if we put them together, you and I are alone, it's plural. So therefore, you and I are is correct. You and me are alone is not correct.
Right, correct.
All right, so then who's right, you or me?
Oh,
you
boy.
You know what this points out? Here's what this points out. In a real sense, some of the complicated things that are part of the English language that we all wonder about, where did these things come from and how do they make any sense and this is right and that's wrong. We find the language modifying itself all the time. Thus, when I was a kid, ain't wasn't in the dictionary, A-I-N-T, A-I-N apostrophe T. But as I went through school, get out of school, ain't was added to the dictionary as an acceptable word. The words are changed, the meanings and how they are used often. Thus is the case with good and well, but I can't give in to this for whatever the reason. When you ask somebody like Delilah, when she's asked on her program, how are you doing? She says, I'm doing good. Well, she is doing good. She's helping people, but that doesn't mean that's not the answer to the question. How are you feeling? When you're asked how you're feeling, you are either well or not well. Get it? I got it.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special, or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
So here's the story of a Miami man facing abuse charges after he filmed his senile 85-year-old grandmother wearing a ski mask and holding a gun for a gangsta and thug street DVD series. In other words, he brings his 85-year-old senile demented grandmother and puts a mask on her and holds a gun. She holds a gun up.
Come on, you guys think that's mildly amusing, right?
That's the thing. It's like,
go, Granny. Woke up to the sound of the sirens. All last night, I heard gunshots fired. Boom, boom, boom.
It's a great day. Dubstep is a good day.
I think Hillary Clinton would be a great Secretary of State. You know, she can cackle in seven different languages. A new study shows that language problems in U.S. schools are lagging behind. Not enough kids are learning foreign languages in America. In fact, here in L.A., the schools have cut foreign language classes completely. Do you know that? Everyone just speaks Spanish now. I'm not even trying. I'm not even trying to speak English anymore. Well, let's see what's going on here in California. In his State of the State address, Governor Jerry Brown compared the situation in California to that of Egypt. Ridiculous. Of course, in Egypt, they speak more English than they do here. Other than that, a huge difference. But yeah, yeah.
The English language and what it means, what's it all about? 800-510-8255, 25 past the hour. Once again, I have decided as I look the headlines from today's show at DougStephan.com, you'll notice are a lot different than the headlines that maybe in your morning newspaper or what you are following, if you choose to look at the negative stuff. Oh, man, the stuff on the talk radio countdown show that I do over the weekend and earlier in the day, Monday through Friday, the S&P downgrading, the debt and the troops that were killed in Afghanistan, and what it is that constitutes the real world. I guess it depends. You can make the world whatever you want to make it. How real is that world versus your world? In my world, a discussion of language is very much a part of how I spend my time. I talk with my children. I always have about language. As a teacher and somebody who's interested, am I always right? No. Sometimes, because there's so much confusion in how the language actually is developing and how it is changing, some of us want to give in and some of us don't want to give in to some of these changes. And one of them with me is good and well and how it is used. Although in light of eternity, people say, well, what difference does it make? Okay, you know what we're saying with somebody when Delilah says, how are you doing? And the people say, good. We know what they mean. Well, I suppose in a not strict sense, yes, we do. But does that mean it's right? Kay is listening in Sumter, South Carolina. Good day. Hi, Kay.
Hi, good morning.
Morning, ma'am. So what, in terms of English and its proper usage, do you find you can, how far can you go to accept some of the stuff that's used, sort of what people get away with?
Well, being my mother's daughter, I can't go very far.
No. What did your mother teach you?
Well, she thought that English should be spoken correctly.
Mm-hmm. But who determined? You and I would agree. But then we go back to who determined what is correct.
Well, see, and I missed part of your last comment. I told your screener I might disagree with you a little bit. You know, words have meaning, and English syntax, there is a standard of English syntax that mm-hmm. kind of comes out of the basic structure of language that we've had for centuries, even back to Latin. There are 8 parts of speech.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him that I thought it was interesting that the education secretary just announced new waivers for the outcome-based education.
Yeah, the No Child Left Behind, which is the stuff that started about 4 or 5 years ago and has been a miserable failure. It's been a waste of money.
Absolutely. And part of that is this so-called modern new way of doing things, which says, hey, as long as we communicate. But I think that, you know, words have meaning.
Yeah.
There are only 8 parts of speech. And what I tell my children, my students, good job. Job is a noun. It's modified by an adjective.
Yes.
Good is an adjective. Well is an adverb.
Yes.
It's basic. I and me is not arbitrary. I is the subjective case. If it's the subject of a sentence, it's doing the action, you use I.
Yeah.
If it's the objective form, it's receiving the action of the verb, you use me. That's not hard.
You're like me. I'm hearing you're an English teacher, are you, or you teach elementary? What do you teach?
I'm teaching high school right now because I'm actually one of those home educators.
Ah, okay. So you're teaching your children at home. And
I do, and I teach others. I've taught at the graduate level. Uh-huh. I've taught elementary, secondary, post-secondary. But you know, I don't even think that's the point. My mother had 2 years of college, but she had a high school English teacher who taught them grammar.
Yeah.
Taught them their own language, the grammar and syntax of the language that we speak.
Syntax is a wonderful word, by the way, and it has nothing to do with paying for things that you do that are bad.
Right. S-Y-N.
Yes. Right, exactly. But it's abusive to me, anyway, in my ears, Kay, to hear some of these things, and you sound like you agree. There are egregious mistakes that are being made now, and we just let them go because, we're communicating okay. It's like everything else, we've washed away standards.
Well, would you permit me to be philosophical about grammar?
If you can do that in about 20 seconds, yes.
Okay. Words have meaning, and when we get into the public discourse where it's just ad hominem attacks against the person with whom we disagree,
yeah.
If words don't have meaning, then we can't communicate
mm-hmm.
effectively. And so if I can't really articulate my argument to you or you to me, I'm left with nothing but to attack you.
Yeah, and the attack is severe because people, they use these dramatic words and without being subtle. I think that's the problem. Kay, thank you.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his 2 new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
About 33 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. That's Doug. It's not Rich, not Roberta, not Jennifer. We are here, you and me, to live our lives. Actually, I was thinking of having a contest, and I last week sort of bounced it around in my mind because I knew Richie wasn't going to be here this week, and I knew Jennifer wasn't going to be here this week. So I thought, oh, let's have a contest for a secondary banana, if you will, a person who could go on the air with me. Let's say we had a co-host for a day sort of a thing. Bring people in, shine with whatever. For example, the last lady I was just talking to, just joining us, we've been talking about language and how the best usage of the words in our language comes about. Is it through syntax? Is it through studying? Is it through understanding? Is it through hearing? Is it through actually using and doing what's right by us in terms of our language? And that lady, Kay, would be a good co-host. She'd be informative. She sounds like she's kind of fun. You know, that's really what it takes. What does it take to do what I do or what we do collectively here? If you've got a good gift of gab and you want to try your luck at it, why not? Help yourself. We'll engage in conversation with you for a while. You can participate in a number of different discussions. If you'd like, 800-510-8255. So who wants to be a co-host for a while? I recognize that many of you have to go to work. So you get up, you listen, you participate that way in the morning. This program is heard by a lot of people in what we call morning drive time. Some people listen to it early in the morning. Some people listen to it mid-morning. There is a lot of this material that's aired around the clock. And then there is the discretion that you have to go to DougSteffen.com and download it. Go to the listen box and you can take an hour at a time. You can take some of the podcasts. It's all very good and it's very cool. So if you're engaged in it, as a lot of people seem to be, and you've always thought, you know what, I could do that. Well, show us that you can do that. Why not? Help yourself. 800-510-8255. Live your life on the edge. Actually, I was thinking about living life. I've had a lot of life lessons this weekend. As most of you know, I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, so I'm around a lot of interesting people all the time and my animals I love. You've heard me talk about my favorite cow, Peaches, who's the original cow on this farm who's 20 years old. Yesterday, it's like the heavens opened and the rain came down in buckets. You've heard that expression. It just poured and poured and poured. And as a retired cow, Peaches is out in a pasture that I have that's on the edge of a little bit of wetland. Now, she's been in this pasture for years. and she's never gone into this area. And we actually didn't know this area was in the shape that it was in because we don't pay anything. You know, it's like anything else. You don't see it. You don't go there. It doesn't attract your attention. So yesterday morning, I got a holler in the house, and I hadn't gotten up yet, from Edgar's wife, Georgette, said that I needed to come out and help Edgar because Edgar wasn't able to get peaches out of a swamp. She was stuck. Now, peaches probably weighs, maybe 900 pounds, 850, 900, 950 pounds. And she was in the swamp and had sunk. So she couldn't move. She couldn't get up. She couldn't get any traction. She just there, all fours stuck in the mud. So Edgar and I brought shovels out. And again, it is pouring. It is unbelievable. It is the hardest rain I've been involved in. Thank heavens it was warm. Otherwise, ooey. But the cow was beginning to shake. So I knew that she was going into a little bit of shock from being there, getting tired trying to get out and not being able to get out. And again, she's an older cow. So, and my favorite cow, I want to take care of her. I want her to be okay. So we dig around. We can't get her out. And then a couple of other guys that work on the farm came over. And then more. So we had six people working to get this cow out. And we still couldn't get her out. This is 3 hours later. We've sunk ourselves into the swamp up to our knees. Just visualize yourself out in almost quicksand. It's black quicksand, and you just, everything, I lost a shoe in it that I'll never see again. Came off, it was so much suction, just sucked the shoe right off of my foot. Anyway, so the bottom line is Peach is okay. Finally, I brought a loader tractor out and got as close to her as I could. We moved her around enough to get some straps underneath her, and we put the straps under her, and then we pulled her, and we pushed her, and lifted her up, and I was afraid to, hurt her. She's the darling. My God, she's a darling cow. Anyway, she did, after 3.5-4 hours worth of working on this, we got her out, and she's okay. She's stiff, and we try to relax her, give her a little massage, that sort of thing, but she will be okay. I'm happy to report that to you. But it's the reason I tell you the story is because it's one of the real lessons of life, and one of the things that many people in our country are missing, because only 2% make their living on the land, whereas in my case, when I was a kid, maybe 30% of people made their living on the land. And when you go back to the founding of our country, 98% of the people who lived here made their living on the land. So we lose perspective. And now I've opened up my farm where we have our dairy store for people to come around and see the cows. And I'm astonished. It's just so foreign to me to see the kids react to the cows as if they were something from outer space. And often they are afraid. But the reason that I've opened up the barn and the farm is because I want children not to be afraid. I want them to know that they can touch some of the animals. Even though they're large, that doesn't mean that they're bad. I think the same thing can be said for human beings. Some people are afraid of big people. We've all run across that, haven't we? Someone who's big and may look scary, but isn't really. I mean, there are countless stories that have been written. Literature is full of stories of the friendly giant, if you will. And I think there's a lesson in that as well. Just because something's big doesn't mean it's bad. 20 before the hour. How's that for a lesson in life? All right, let's see here. We have James, who's in Memphis, listening on KWAM. James, welcome to Good Day. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm fine. You said that there was more gravity at the equator, which caused more water to go there.
I think I did say something along that line. I forget exactly what I said. What is it? Are you finding exception with that, or are you agreeing with me?
Well, the exception, there's more centrifugal force there. The Earth is spinning at about 1,000 miles an hour at the equator. And anyway, that makes water rush to the equator. And as glaciers melt, that makes more water be available to us to the equator.
Right. That's the fact. The reference I made was to us expanding a little in the middle, kind of like human beings do. Is that an assumption that, I don't know if it's an assumption, but it does seem to be an observation. Is that an accurate observation?
That would be accurate as far as the seawater goes, because it's going that way because it's trying to be flung off their surface. If the Earth was going 17 times faster,
right,
it would it would throw off because that would be 17,500 miles an hour, and that would put it in orbit.
Right, which is what we, when we are sending men and women up in space, or we have the International Space Station, it's moving at about 17,400 or 17,800 miles an hour. So
that's
that it,
right.
It can maintain. Go ahead.
We're going 1,000 miles an hour already at the equator, so if they wanted to make a space elevator, that's where you would have one, at the equator.
There is a visualization, a space elevator. Very
right.
Good. Now, see, those are the kinds of words and those are the kind of phrases and the pictures that somebody draws with words that would make you a good radio person, James. Have you ever thought about being on the radio?
Yeah, I sure have. I've called you over the last 5 years. I'm the one that told you that the young teenagers in high school, when the Army goes to recruit them,
they're
recruiting people that do not have a fully developed brain. It's like child abuse.
Right, I remember, I remember the outcry from some people how dare you, they say, reflect negatively on the people who give their services to help our country stay safe. You weren't denigrating them, you're just making a statement.
We're not talking about adults, we're talking about children. Your brain's not developed until
18, 19 years old, it is an adolescent thing. And these kids are fresh out of high school playing games on their computers, and they think, oh, well, we're going to the service and we can do some more of that there. It is.
It's, look at all this money you'll make.
Yeah. It's preposterous.
Look at all these fun places you'll go to around the world. You'll get the Garda Dam in Iraq where it's 200 degrees every day, and you'll wish that you were dead, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't tell you that, like that story on the news last night.
I'm working hard at not getting discouraged because everything around us is so discouraging. So you won't mind if I move on, James. Thanks for the call, though. It is so today, another one of those days like Friday was when everything around you is so depressing, and I want to work and get us out of that. Here's Mary in Columbus. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Doug. How are you?
Well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm great.
All right. So what's going on? You want to co-host the program and talk about what?
Well, the thing that I care about the most is the status of how we treat the mentally ill in this country.
All right, so I'll let you have a moment or two. If you hold on a second, we'll make you a co-host for a few moments. All right, Mary? Don't go away, because I think that is something worth our attention. One of the reasons I've invited you to come into our circle here at 800-510-8255 is because many of you have an expertise, whether it's what you do for a hobby or whether it's what you do for a living. Your interests are often extraordinarily different, and we can all learn something by listening to you. Listen to what James told us a few minutes ago, thinking about those who go into the service and how they get in there. Well, that's certainly food for thought. Mary's got some food for thought. We'll get to that in a moment. Speaking of food, I was talking about where you could go to get free food, and I was just going through the website for the first time completely today. If you go to DougStephan.com, you'll see on the right-hand side of the homepage, actually right next to Tony Bennett and Amy Winehouse's picture on the homepage, there's a box underneath where it says Charlotte Summers, a bulldog with ice. There's a box where we have a lot of references to some of the better commercial spokes people and information that we want you to know more about. And there's a golden box says try 12 servings free, got food reserves, e-foods, and you just click on that, and it's pretty easy to do. You can bring yourself around to the information that's there, and you'll sign up. There's info about the food and how good it is. Take the Freedom Tour, the free Freedom Tour. So far, we have given 144,840 free meals to families here in our country. So this is pretty good stuff. It's quick fix, mouth-watering, nutritional, add water, simmer, take it with you on the plane. It will change your life. And you can maybe make a few bucks by working in the same area as I am. Suggest to others they might like to have this free food. All from eFoods. Find out about it at DougStephan.com.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-685-0205. That's 1-800-685-0205. 1-800-685-0205.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for the mature eye care professional.
Ray, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
A chip is 1,000 microcracks waiting to spread. One big bump and crack. We'll have to replace the whole windshield. But not if we repair the chip first with SafeLight's exclusive resin. It bonds stronger and lasts longer than other resins. And we guarantee it for life. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's no cost to you.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? Their incredible selection of Windows laptops. Perfect for your student. Now you don't have to hear.
You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big.
Or
the X key is missing. That's not an important letter.
Or our favorite.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
So go to Staples for powerful and portable laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology. Staples. That was easy.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
Hi, Doug Steffens' Good Day program at 48 past the hour. Mary is here. We're about to listen to her tell us why it is that she's interested in mental health care or problems. What is your? Why are you so interested? What's your passion here, Mary?
Well, my husband and I work together. He's a professional. He's an attorney, and he does a lot of the work he does is with being a guardian over people who are mentally ill, and it's so frustrating. There are no alternatives, no really good alternatives between the hospital and this is for the seriously mentally ill, not people.
What would be if you had the ability to wave a magic wand over society? What would make it better for these people that you're talking about?
To give them a more structured place to stay when they transition out of the hospital before just.
So nursing homes and assisted living places aren't good enough?
They don't go there. Very seldom are they able to go to a nursing home or assisted living. If they're lucky, they're shipped to a group home or usually.
Are these people that are on the public assistance?
Yes. They're on usually on either Social Security or SSI is their only source of income.
So given the realities of how much money we are in the hole for, how would you do something? You'd have to restructure this and take money away from another program that's not as worthwhile, right?
I think it could be very cost-effective in that I know one lady in particular, God love her, she's in and out of the hospital so much, where if she went to a more structured environment after the hospitalization, she could stay out and, in effect, save money.
Here's the problem. We don't have a lot of people that have good common sense in roles or positions of power here. It's too bad you and your husband were not more. Maybe that's how you fix your problem here, is get more involved in the actual workings of how these decisions are made. Good food for thought, Mary. Thank you.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, WHEY.com.
Better Living Time is 53 past the hour. You're listening to the timely, useful, relevant, and hopefully amusing Doug Steffen Good Day program. Everything you need to know about a lot of different things that are happening around us. Technology is a big part of our lives. Social media, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The question of the moment that I would ask you, this is sort of a rhetorical question, but you can respond to it if you want, at 800-510-8255. I know it's the question that our technology tailor, Alex Goldfain, wants to address. Question, would you give up sex for your cell phone? 800-510-8255, and we'll put that question to Alex Goldfain. I think you may be shocked. The results of a recent poll aired next here on Good Day.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work, all the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
A company called Telenav took a look recently at how much we Americans love our cell phones. Let's check out some of the interesting data. 70% said they'd rather give up alcohol than their wireless phone. 55% would sooner give up caffeine before their cell. And 1 out of 5 people said they'd go without shoes before they'd go without their phone. And what about the big one? What about sex? Cell phone or sex? 1 in 3 people said they'd give up sex before giving up their phone. 66% of smartphone users said they sleep with their device next to them, and 31% said they check their phone while at the movies. Asked if they ever broke up with somebody by voicemail, text, email, Facebook, or Twitter, just 10% of iPhone users said yes, they did. 15% of Windows phone users did, and 18% of Android users said they did. Guess that tells us about you Android users, doesn't it? Only kidding. I'm Alex Goldfain.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal.
Live life in the clear. That's CRIZAL. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
All right, so there are some interesting, there are always an interesting spin on almost everything that you hear. Giving up sex for a cell phone. What, one in three said they would. Two-thirds of you sleep with a cell phone on next to you. Some of you have used this technology, smartphone technology, social media, in a way to break up. Imagine learning that somebody wanted not to have anything to do with you by reading a post on a Facebook page. There is some word from Comcast today. They are introducing low-cost internet connections for low-income families. Is that a good idea? Is it? Why not? Why, if you have the ability to do that? As long as it doesn't cost the people who are paying their regular rate now more money. If Comcast decides to do it and take it out of its profits, that's swell. If Comcast does it and decides to take it out of you and charge you more money for using the service, then that's not a good idea. Would you agree with me on that? I think it's if they make whatever decision they make, it's their company. And you can criticize them, but it's one way, or you can praise them. It's a good idea to help people who want to have the connection. Although sometimes you wonder if people who don't have so much so-called connection are better off. Is their life, are their lives are singular, is their life better? I was looking at something from Missouri as I was scattering about the country, seeing what's going on. We all know that school is going to begin fairly soon. I went through Columbia, Missouri, and I was driving Charlotte back from the West Coast last April, and I remember missing a tornado by this much. So whenever there's something that comes out of Columbia, I sort of am naturally attracted to it. And I see that this town in Missouri and some others are looking at a new rule that requires teachers to purge their Facebook pages of any students, a new state law that limits their contact with students on any social network. Good idea. Apparently, police found last year that 87 Missouri teachers had lost their licenses because of sexual misconduct, some of which involved exchanging explicit online messages with students. Now, who would do that that has any common sense or maturity at all? I'm not saying it doesn't happen, because it does. But, I mean, for heaven's sakes, you can't control yourself with kids as a teacher. You ought not to be teaching. 59 past the hour.